Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. Temperatures are comfortable in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making for a pleasant day outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze, perfect for a walk along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that Israel sent an Iron Dome system and a team to the UAE during a recent conflict with Iran, successfully intercepting dozens of Iranian missiles. Also, as reported by Israel Hayom, 6 hours ago, Israel's military operations in Gaza aimed to establish control, but Hamas remains resilient. The situation in the north is also tense. Also this hour, JNS reports that police in Sydney arrested two men after they pointed a fake gun at a synagogue from an SUV during Shabbat. Separately, I-24 News reports from a short time ago that Channel 12 studios in Tel Aviv have been targeted with hate graffiti and vandalism for the second time this month. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, Barry Lipp has won Australia's first gold medal at the 2026 Maccabiya Games. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS English, the Israeli international news broadcaster, shared just minutes ago about the vandalism at Channel 12 studios in Tel Aviv, urging viewers to read more on their website. Middle East 24 reported 23 minutes ago that Iran has appointed Ali Osmai as the new commander of the IRGC Navy following the death of his predecessor in an Israeli strike. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, posted 42 minutes ago, highlighting comments by Douglas Murray, who described Israel as fighting against the cult of death, threatening multiple races, emphasizing the broader implications for global security. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Israel's Iron Dome deployment to the UAE, the Jerusalem Post details how this strategic move was part of a defense pact between the two nations. The Iron Dome's success in intercepting missiles highlights the growing security cooperation in the region. For residents, this means enhanced protection against regional threats. Turning to the situation in Gaza and the north, according to Israel Hayom, the IDF is intensifying its operations to establish control in Gaza, yet faces significant resistance from Hamas. In the north, tensions remain high as potential conflicts loom. The ongoing military actions impact regional stability and civilian safety. Meanwhile, the JNS reports that in Sydney, the incident involving a fake gun at a synagogue has raised alarm over security at places of worship. The arrests have brought relief, but locals remain concerned about anti-Semitic acts. This underscores the need for vigilance and community support. In Tel Aviv, vandalism at Channel 12 studios has drawn widespread condemnation. I-24 News describes this as the second such incident this month, raising concerns about press freedom and safety. The attacks underscore the volatile environment media outlets operate in. Finally, Barry Lipp's gold medal win at the Maccabiya Games, as reported by the Australian Jewish News, marks a proud moment for Australia. This victory not only boosts morale, but also strengthens international sporting ties. Turning to business and markets. First, from Walla Business, Germany plans to deploy an Arrow 3 missile defense battery at a former Nazi base. This decision, involving Israeli technology, marks a significant step in German-Israeli defense collaboration. Separately, CTEC reports on Israel's new $540 million high-tech relief plan. The initiative aims to shield exporters from the effects of a strong shekel, offering support through extended runways and productivity investments. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights efforts to reduce disparities across regions. The Company for Economic and Social Development is managing significant projects to support various authorities, emphasizing balanced growth beyond Tel Aviv. That's all for now. from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.